Since the 1930s, there have been many iterations of Batman. Is it fair? Is it accurate for any one of them to be called the Batman? Hello, everyone out there in my random casual family. My name is Rodney, and this is Random Casual Reviews, where we don't need a reason. Nor do we need the expertise to just talk about the things we like. That's right, you can review things too. First of all, if you're viewing one of our videos for the very first time, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I thoroughly appreciate it. Also, I would like to remind you that this episode of Random Casual Reviews, along with every episode of Random Casual Reviews, is available as a podcast. That's right. We're available on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So, if you like the audio content, but you don't want to see my bearded face, just search Random Casual Reviews in your favorite podcast place. Please, stick around until the end of the video where we're going to give Season 1, Episode 1 of The Batman our very special Random Casual rating. Let's get started. In preparation for the upcoming release of The Batman, today we're reviewing Season 1, Episode 1 of The Batman. In this case, I'm talking about The Batman, which was an animated series that came out in 2004. Let me start with this. As far as I know, this upcoming movie is not like a live-action remake of the 2004 cartoon, as far as I know. I wouldn't put it past Hollywood. I mean, they gave us live-action remakes of Josie and the Pussycats, of G.I. Joe, of the Flintstones, of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. As far as I know, that's not what's going on here. I mean, they even gave us a remake of Jim. My point is, that's not what's happening here, as far as I know, anyway. Let's actually talk about this episode. And I'll tell you something, even as I start to think about this episode, the opening scene reminds me of how much it actually takes after Tim Burton's Batman from 1989, you know, the one with Michael Keaton. This first episode of The Batman from 2004, the animated series, actually follows the same plot beats of that movie. So check this out. The opening scene is our caped crusader who's preventing a burglary of some kind, and even through that opening, he gets his very own "I'm Batman."
What are you?
I'm Batman.
You know what I mean? Every Batman gets one of those, and you know, our Batman gets one, except here's what's interesting, at least to me anyway, is that he doesn't just tell this crook, "I'm Batman." He tells this crook, "I'm the Batman."
How'd you do that?
"I'm the Batman."
So, you know, at least I appreciate the consistency in the naming convention. You can't just call yourself Batman. You have to be the Batman. Okay, all right. I'll give it to him. Anyway, after the burglary, our Batman returns to the Batcave, where Alfred is waiting for him with some cake and candles, and he's telling Bruce Wayne that it's a celebration. Bruce Wayne is like, "What are we celebrating?" And through some exposition from Alfred, we learn that this version of Batman has been Batmaning for 3 years up to this point. So this is actually a younger version of Batman, so that's pretty cool. From the Batcave, we cut to an office at the Gotham Police Department where we meet one Detective Ethan Bennett, voiced here by Stephen Harris. Detective Bennett is actually meeting his new partner. Her name is Ellen Yin, voiced by Ming-Na Wen. Please don't slaughter me if I mispronounce that. Please don't hurt me. Please, I'm trying here. Detective Bennett and Detective Yin are tasked with bringing in that masked vigilante known as, the Batman. From the police department, we cut to Arkham Asylum where... Come on, what did you think was going to happen here? We meet the Joker, and the Joker busts out of Arkham Asylum. Isn't that kind of what always happens with the Joker? This version of the Joker is voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson. If you watch a lot of cartoons, like I do, you might recognize his voice as Principal Lewis from American Dad. Pretty cool. Stop me if you've heard this one. The Joker breaks out of Arkham Asylum. He hatches this scheme to use some kind of toxic nerve gas to kind of render the victims with this very ghastly smile on their face. Where have we seen that before? Yeah, it's 1989 Batman by Tim Burton. Yeah, okay. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Even though that plot beat is exactly the same as an earlier iteration of Batman, here's something that's, at least to me, a little bit different. This version of the Joker, this guy can actually fight. He actually has some combat skills.
Well, maybe I am a little off. I really love this place. My old hideout's a shambles. And these things just scream me. Okay.
I'm not saying he's like Donnie Yen or anything like that, but he can actually kind of keep up with the Batman. I'm not saying he's any match for Batman either. I'm just saying the guy can hold his own. He kind of has like a kind of a primate kind of fighting. The Joker decides actually not to continue this fight with Batman. He actually gets away.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel, and the Joker got away.
I know it's not Christmas, but I had to. I just had to. I can't just say the Joker got away without adding anything to it. After the Joker's fight with Batman, we cut to Bruce Wayne back at the Wayne Manor, and he's kind of in his living room with Alfred, and Alfred is kind of, you know, dusting furniture, doing his whole Alfred thing, when they get a visitor. And guess who the visitor is? It's Detective Ethan Bennett. And the show kind of sets it up as if Ethan Bennett is there to question Bruce Wayne about his, I guess, nighttime activities, but it turns out that Bruce Wayne and Ethan Bennett are actually friends, which is nice. Listen, I said it a few times already. I'm a romantic. I love friendship, and I love this. I love that Bruce Wayne actually gets a friend that's not named Alfred. Anyway, yada yada yada, the Batman whips up an antidote to the Joker's poison. There's a really climactic kind of ending scene, and the Joker gets captured and sent back to Arkham Asylum. The end. So here are kind of my thoughts about this episode, but then I guess kind of this series overall. I am a huge fan of DC animation in general, but I'm a huge fan of Batman animation in particular. I was on board with DC animation and, again, Batman animation in particular, since way back in 1992 when Bruce Timm helped kick off Batman the Animated Series. I loved what that did for animation. I loved what that did for superhero animation. And it's really hard to duplicate that kind of greatness. I mean it. I've seen them all. When I tell you I have seen them all, just trust me and believe me when I say, I have seen them all. I know some of you might be saying, why Batman in particular? If you like the DC animation, why Batman in particular? Well, I really don't have a clear answer for that. Suffice it to say, Batman is just cool. He's just cooler than any of the other characters in DC. You might like Superman. You might like Green Lantern. You might like Martian Manhunter. I used to feel like, as a fan, I had like a responsibility to kind of seek out other things. But as I've gotten older, I just started to realize I like what I like, and I have no apologies for it. I just think Batman is cool. That's all there is to it. So that's why I like Batman in particular, in comparison to a lot of the other fare that comes out from DC. I don't know what to tell you. That Batman series from 1992 was, for me, the first time where I thought, Batman actually has a cool character design. I just really thought he looked cool. And just like Batman the Animated Series from 1992, this version of Batman that I'm talking about here today, the Batman from 2004, also has a cool character design. But here's something in particular that kind of stood out to me. Again, as I am someone who watched a lot of cartoons growing up, and I still watch a lot of cartoons right now, I distinctly remember way back in 2004, when I first started watching The Batman, I actually recognized that artwork, and I kind of was proud of myself, I think. It was like, hey, I recognized that work. And you know where I recognized it from? I recognized it from Jackie Chan Adventures, which was another animated series that was kind of going on back then. If you know who's responsible for it, please let me know in the comments below. That would help me out. Thank you. Like I said, I really appreciate the artwork and the character design. And looking at the Batman here, of course, he looks as cool as ever. But there is something I started to think about when I looked at his character design. I realized how limited an artist must be when coming up with a unique look for Batman. If you're designing Batman, Batman has to wear a dark costume. He has to wear a cowl. His cowl has to have bat ears on it. He has to have a cape. He has to have an emblem on his chest. So he has all these things that he has to have, which means that you're kind of limited. It kind of puts you in this cage, puts you in this box of things that you have to include when you're creating Batman. And once you include all those things, isn't that already Batman? You know which character doesn't have those kind of limitations? It's the Joker. Think about it. When it comes to the Joker, the only kind of, I guess, iconography, if you will, is that the Joker has to have green hair, he has to have pale white skin, and he has to have a big red smile. Once you get past that, you can do whatever you want with the Joker. And here on this cartoon, the Batman, they really did something different with the Joker. I mean, look at this. To me, because I'm kind of a dork, and I have like a philosopher's mind. My mind started to think about just how interesting this is, right? When just talking about the character design, about how, you know, the character design of Batman has all these limitations. It has all these rules, whereas the Joker has very few rules as far as his character design. And I feel like that idea kind of correlates to the characters themselves. Batman has a set of rules that he's going to follow all the time, whereas the Joker is like, not really, not too many rules. And I bet that's fun for an artist, where it's like, you not only if you're kind of creating a character design for the Joker that you just have so much room to play with, but then also when you're pinning the character of the Joker, when you're writing his character, you have a lot of ways that you can go with this. Anyway, aside from the character design, the other thing I really like about the Batman is that the animation style is something a little bit different too. You might remember, if you ever got into the 1992 version of Batman from Batman the Animated Series, they intentionally gave the whole series kind of a gothic look, kind of a film noir kind of look, where you didn't even know what era we were talking about, but maybe if you looked at the cars and looked at some of the technology, it kind of seemed like it was from maybe the 1930s or the 1950s. So that show was intentionally a throwback. However, in this show, The Batman from 2004, it's a little different. It seems that it's trying to push the Batman lore forward. As a matter of fact, it almost feels like a Batman from the future, where when you consider coupling the fresh character design with the fact that it uses kind of an anime-inspired animation style here, it overall just makes it feel that much more fresh. It feels fresher than fresh. In my opinion, it still holds up today, even 18 years later. All that being said, the reason I have so much appreciation for the animation and the character design is because kind of everywhere else in this series, and I'm speaking about the entire series, not just this episode, it does kind of play it safe from every other aspect as far as the writing and kind of the plots and the character arcs and the character developments. This show is definitely intended for children, even more so than the 1992 version. So it really does do everything it can to kind of play it safe. What you're going to get here is a lot of Batman is alone, Batman feels guilty, Batman is brooding on a rooftop. You're going to get a lot of that. And you're going to get a lot of cameos from other characters in the DC universe. By the way, this is not to say that the Batman is not worth the watch. It is totally worth the watch. I really, really, really like the Batman from 2004. Nay, I love the Batman from 2004. Let's wrap this up. The Batman from 2004, this series is actually an Emmy-nominated series. Did you know that? I had no idea. I think it's great that a great show gets recognized in something like that. But for me, it doesn't move the needle one way or another. I'm not going to watch something because it's Emmy nominated, nor am I going to not watch something if it's not Emmy nominated. I mean, the Whopper from Burger King probably doesn't win any rewards, but you know what? I still love it. I still love me a good Whopper. All that being said, the Batman is not a Whopper. What I really appreciate about this show is that it did a great job of kind of recapturing that old magic from the 1992 Batman the Animated Series while still pushing certain things forward. It kind of set a new standard for the animation. It set a new standard for the character design. So I think it had a lot riding on its shoulders, and I think it did a great job. Anyway, here's something interesting, at least to me. A few moments ago, I said that the Batman, in my opinion, was fresher than fresh. That's what I actually said. But then, when I looked it up to see if it had a score on Rotten Tomatoes, guess what? It doesn't have a critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It does have an audience score of 90, but you know what? That's where we come in here at Random Casual Studios. We're going to try to pick up where I guess the critics left off. So here at Random Casual Studios, we give Season 1, Episode 1 of The Batman a rating of 5 out of 5. I'm Batman's.
I'm Batman.
There we go. Hey, give it up to the Batman. All right. So tell me, how many I'm Batman's would you have given the Batman from 2004? Would you have given it something else other than an I'm Batman? Let us know in the comments below. Like, subscribe, and tune in next week for another episode of Random Casual Reviews. Thank you so much.